Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got the opportunity to talk about a couple of new books that have come out with some local authors, part of the Pets Across America series. We've got Volume 2, The Lessons About Life Animals Teach Us, as well as Pet Poems, Prayers, and Proverbs. We have with us local authors Rosalie Petrowski and Sue Kaminga. Welcome, ladies. We're glad to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us, I guess let's begin with you, Rosalie. When it came to writing the book, I understand you've got a story in Lessons About Life that Animals Teach Us. Can you tell our listeners what it is that this book is about and what motivated you to write the story?
Well, the book is a compilation of stories all from people all over across America that are writing about their pets. And in Grand Ledge, where I live, I facilitate a writing group called Writing at the Ledges. And Sue is a member of our group, and she usually sends us around calls for submissions for various publications that are out there. And so she saw this one on Craigslist for Pets Across America, and she sent it around to everyone in the group. And of course, we all have pets, and we all love pets, and so we all submitted stories. So there was actually four of us from our group that submitted stories to the book.
Okay. And when it comes to these kind of stories, what types of stories are they? Are they more inspirational? Are they more how-to it? I mean, what kind of stories are you typically reading in the book?
Some of them are inspirational. There's also a poetry book, Pets, Poems, Prayers, and Proverbs, that was published as well, that has poems about pets. And many of the stories are inspirational. My story is about my dog, and many of them kind of honor our pets.
Okay. And I understand, Sue, that your story is a little more inspirational. It's about your cat. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My cat, Loki, went to go have her teeth cleaned like many cats do. And when we got her back, she had suffered a stroke. She didn't get enough oxygen during the teeth cleaning. Wow. And when we got her, she could not walk and she couldn't see. And it was pretty devastating to us. And we took her to the MSU Emergency Clinic, and they were absolutely wonderful. And they told us that cats are really resilient and that she will probably come back to be her full, active, crazy self. And so after about 3 months of hand-feeding her and helping her figure out how far away things were so she could jump back up on things, we started to notice that she was swatting at flies and doing all the kind of things that she used to do. So it's a story about coming full circle from having a really difficult experience where she, all the way through, she kind of kept pushing herself. She didn't want us to help her. She had quite a bit of pride, and she recovered. So really, to me, it was a story about never giving up.
Right.
And we're very proud of her. And since then, she's passed away, and so we wanted to kind of immortalize our cat because we loved her very much, and we wanted for everybody to hear a little story about her that they could learn from.
Well, it's also inspirational when you see an animal that has that level of pride and can come back from something that tough and what all you have to go through in dealing with that. So that's a great story. Now, I understand that you guys are going to be signing some books. Rick, is that true?
Yep. During our anniversary celebration on Saturday, they'll be in the store and signing books. Not only that, they have a kids' activity time. Kids art will be there to kind of help entertain. And at the same time, I think they have kind of a call out to others in the community. And maybe you guys can tell us a little bit about that, what your goal is in having this book signing at our store.
Okay. Well, next year we're going to be doing a children's edition of Pets Across America. And we're trying to get kids from all over the local areas to come and learn about how they can submit their stories. We've actually gone into a few schools and told them about how they can do that. And the deadline is for submissions is April 30th. So we're hoping that we get lots of kids to come out and are really excited about sharing tales about their pets and then also making their cats and dogs and all kind of other small animals kind of famous in their own way in a book.
Well, and that sounds like a great way to teach kids to really focus on writing and using the language to communicate effectively. Rosalie, let me ask you a question. This whole movement, Pets Across America, what started it? I mean, this is now, correct me if I'm wrong, there's at least three books that I'm aware of, not to mention T-shirts and DVDs and all different kinds of things that have come out. How did this whole thing begin? What was the genesis behind it?
Well, it began in Rowlett, Texas with Pam Uher. She actually was the author of a book called Listen to Me, Whispers in the Dark. And she's also runs an organization called Gabriel's Guardians. And it's actually a pet grooming type of facility, but she's also into doing a lot of work with pet rescue and children. And she put out a call on Craigslist for the first book that came out and received an amazing response from pet lovers all across America that wanted to be published in this book and that sent in absolutely wonderful stories about their pets. And she says that, you know, looking at statistics, that there are over 200 million dogs, cats, and other small animals living as family members in 63% of American homes.
Wow. So it really started from there. Now, I understand that a percentage of all of the books sold actually do go toward pet-related charities and rescues. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, 30% from all sales of the books go to pet rescue organizations all across the United States. And for instance, the sales from our books here in Michigan will go to pet rescue organizations here in Michigan.
Okay. And so these books, if you want to pick up a copy of any of them, whether it's the poetry and proverb book or the newest one that's come out or even the original Pets Across America, where would people go to find them? Are they available at all the different local bookstores? Are they available online? Help people find them.
They are available at Amazon.com, and here locally, we were planning to have a book signing at Schuler's Books, so they should be available there, and they're also at the Book Bodega in Wakusta, because we actually had a book signing there as well.
Okay. And I assume that if you're really interested in getting one, there's going to be some available this Saturday at Bruce's, Rick, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm excited. I think that one of the things that excites me about this is I've lived my entire life in the pet community, and I see these moving stories on a verbal standpoint. We talk to customers every day, and it's nice to have something in print so people are constantly reminded how fantastic pets are to our daily life.
Well, I'm guessing that for anyone who cried during Old Yeller, that they're going to have lots of stories that they're going to be able to read and probably get a tear from. But at the same time, there's wonderful lessons that can be learned about your pets and dealing with them through all phases of their life. And frankly, some great lessons that we as humans can learn from the animals that will help us live our lives better. So obviously there's some goodwill being done and some positive things. Ladies, if you had to do this again, would you continue to write on the subject of your pets? And tell me where this whole thing goes. Where does Pets Across America stop after the children's book?
Good question. You know, I'm assuming that she's planning to continue doing these types of books, and I think it's great that she's branching out to the children's books. It's just a wonderful way to, you know, get stories out there about your pets, whether they're funny, sad, happy, you know. And, for example, the story about my dog, you know, was a dog adopted from the Humane Society. And so it was a chance for me to kind of create a memorial for my dog and tell a wonderful story about his life. So I think that almost all pet lovers will continue to do that. So I think she'll always have people to submit to these books as long as she keeps doing them.
Right. Well, and it's also a great lesson for people that sometimes to deal with a lot of these lessons, when you write them down, it does have a way of helping you just deal with the emotions behind the whole thing that maybe you just can't verbalize as well as you can write them down. Is that how you felt when you wrote it?
I did. It made me feel very happy to be able to do this for my pet.
Yeah.
Many of the people in our writing group who were not in the book last year are all real excited about sending in their own stories. And Rosalie and I are sending in more stories this year. And we are looking forward to be involved in the project for many years to come, we hope.
Well, hopefully they will continue to go out. Obviously, it's for a good cause, and they're great stories. So we appreciate your coming into the studio. Again, the books are Pets Across America, Volume 2, Lessons About Life Animals Teach Us, as well as Pet Poems, Prayers, and Proverbs. We've been talking with Rosalie Petrowski and Sue Kamminga. Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate you being in the studio with us. Rick, on next week's show, we're going to have the opportunity to look at the issue of how to choose a vet and what are the different things that should go into that decision, as well as visiting with another one of the rescue groups. So if you are interested in sending us in any of your questions or comments, feel free to send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com. Or if you're interested in hearing any of our previous shows, you can go to our website at 1320wils.com, and you can go through and listen to any of our past shows, or you can just listen in again next Saturday at 11 o'clock here for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend.